I'm trying to elevate small talk to medium talk.
This is a mini emergency episode of a recording Saturday night after just having finished watching the episode, watching it twice.
It's an emergency!
Yeah. In all the world, how many emergencies are there right now? But this is one. What's your instant reaction of?
I thought that was awesome. I really loved it. I thought it was in many ways like a lot of the things that we complained about or that I complained about or even that generally, you know, I think all of our collective complaints was like almost like heard, and like this episode in many ways was like all the things that the original Seinfeld finale was not. Like it did this, obviously it did the same exact thing, but like it was very like it felt like an episode of Curb. Like the pacing, the feeling, the kibitzing, like that was all there. Like it was like it stood by itself as an episode of Curb. Larry was himself at all times. The characters around him were themselves at all times. And it also like learned the lessons of the finale in terms of like the specific things that we talked about. Like it, like when it tore Larry down, like it was like for good. It was like for good stuff. Like he was really an asshole in those situations. And the idea of him like being convicted and then getting off on a stupid technicality was obviously genius. And Jerry was great. And it was just all like, you know, I was just like smiling the entire time. I really loved it.
Yeah. And there were just so many moments, and I agree with everything you said. There were so many moments where it was almost like, you know, the meme of Leonardo DiCaprio pointing at the TV screen from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Like there were so many of those. Like, for example, the pants tent. We just discussed that. For those who, you know, didn't listen, we recorded an episode last night talking about the Seinfeld finale. And one of the things I looked up was the fact that, you know, the Seinfeld finale, of course, famously last scene is the first conversation. And I looked up and the very first conversation in this show is pants tent. We're like, well, they're not going to have a pants tent. They did. And I'm like, oh, they did. They did that. That's amazing. That's the thing we talked about. They did the eye stare, obviously. Yeah. So many. Jerry, one of the things we were saying, is Jerry going to be on? And I think I said like there was a 60-40 chance, and I really didn't know. Jerry comes on the screen. That was exciting. Yeah. Larry attempting to do the heart emoji and failing. Yes. Last week at the Garden, at the Knicks game, they showed him on screen. He did that, and everybody was making fun of him. Oh, Larry doesn't even know how to do a heart emoji. And I was like, oh, that's kind of funny because he just had an episode about emojis a couple weeks ago. No, it's kind of funny because he does that exact same thing on the episode. He almost sort of semi-spoiled the episode. Another moment where you're pointing at the screen. It was just like it was meta in so many ways, obviously, to Seinfeld. It was great. The only question I have is, for those who didn't like the Seinfeld finale, it was so similar in so many ways. But you're saying, but it fixed the plot wasn't the problem in that one for you. You're saying.
I mean, first of all, it's just like it's obviously a lot easier to do it the second time where you've like heard the complaints and like can, you know, take the feedback and like do it. The same thing better. Like it's a lot easier than doing it the first time. Especially when you're not necessarily aware of what those complaints are going to be. I think there was also just everything was just like with a wink. So like, it's like, even if they didn't do it exactly right, it's still just like, this is so fun and silly. And I can't believe you're actually doing this and you're pulling it off. And this is just fun and feels right. And like Leon commenting on Seinfeld the entire time in the background.
Yes.
Is so perfect.
Yes. Amazing. Yeah.
It was just like, I thought it was really perfect. I really thought they really pulled it off.
Yeah. And you know, I said on the episode last night, like, I think it's so hard for a sitcom in particular to have a good finale. That because you have to be funny, but you have to wrap up, you know, it's for a show that's been a long-standing show, it's hard to avoid sort of the emotional, mushy stuff, but then that can ruin the funny. On a show like Friends, it's fine because it's sort of semi a soap opera, but on a show like Curb, you have to be consistently funny. They were. I saw a couple friends of mine said that they thought that the season 5 finale, the end, would have been a better series finale. I don't agree, but I wanted to get your take on that. To me, that was an excellent episode and an excellent finale had the show ended there. But that was sort of, and I don't know if I can articulate this, but that was a good finale for a 5-season show. But for a 25-year show, I feel like you needed you needed to sort of be a little more fan servicey than that episode was.
Yeah, I mean, and especially once you've done the season 7 reunion, like you almost have to end and like go back to the well on Seinfeld a little bit because like you've already kind of like broken the fourth wall. That like you're kind of like already acknowledging like this isn't it's like the kind of like the Russell Hands, like I didn't play 2 seasons, I played 1 season, like this was one big project. And it all has to, you know, connect back to the beginning, because that's really the, you know, Larry Davidson's legacy is really these two shows that are kind of one show. And it's all kind of from his brain in a similar way, different manifestations of the same id. There were so many things in this episode that made me smile. I'm excited to like break it down, later in the week, beat by beat. I've watched it twice already. I assume I'll watch it at least one more time before we get to do that. It was just, it really, like, it also just kind of like breathed the ethos of Curb and the whimsy. Like, I almost, one scene I always highlight is, like, to me, like, kind of like, you know, we talked about yesterday, the no hugging, no learning, which, you know, very much they go back to the well on that here. The episode and the scene that I always point to as, you know, indicative of Seinfeld is that, like, the Keys episode, where any other episode, any other show, like, ends on like the happy note.
Yeah.
And then, like, then Seinfeld comes back and has that like one last moment where like he throws the keys and they like land on the table. It's like a huge disaster. Like, yeah. they can't let it hang on that like sentimental moment. And I thought this episode did that too, right? Like, it doesn't end with like him being free. It's like that immediately goes back to them and they're on the plane and they're bitching about bullshit and just like,
yes,
you know, petty assholes.
Yes.
And like, of course, life goes on and that's, you know, and that's what it's going to be. And I think it was Jim Crumley who said in the chat that like they learned the lesson of Cheers, that it's like what fans want is to be able to imagine their heroes and the, you know, the characters that they love just like continuing on. So that way they can, you know, fill in the blanks from time to time. You don't want to think about them sitting in jail, which I think is right.
Yep. Well, does this episode at all, in the same way that Curb as a show as a whole makes you look at Seinfeld in a different way, because all of a sudden you see Larry David in George a lot more and you appreciate the show in a different way, do you think this episode will make you appreciate or view the Seinfeld finale in a different way?
I don't think so. I mean, I think they're still like, you know, they're separate works made 25 years apart. I think this is Larry saying no lessons learned, but acknowledging that he learned, like, he did learn a lesson, like, and the ways in which he, you know, addressed this with, like, you know, with a wink and self-aware, you know, he's acknowledging that, like, he knows the Seinfeld finale is not popular and like, that's fine. And I think he just, it was all just, I thought, really, you know, endearing and beautiful, and I think I've said enough times that I loved it. So,
yeah, in the same ways that we talked about, sort of, you know, 13-year-old Akiva Wieniker fist pumping the screen, it was the same here. You know, instead I used the Leo DiCaprio meme as a reference, but like, also, like, which characters are going to come on? And, like, we didn't exactly know. We knew that we were going to get old characters from the show, but we didn't know exactly know which ones. Like, we knew Mocha Joe. Like, that was an obvious one, for example. Yeah. I don't know if we knew necessarily. We got two pretty good guests. We got both Rachel Hyndman, played by Iri Spar, yes. And of course, we got Mr. Takahashi, played by Daniel Lee.
Yes.
That was great. We got when Tara Michelson comes on. At what point did you realize where they were going with that deep cut to early Seinfeld?
Yeah,
or early Curb.
As soon as she said movie theater, I knew.
Okay.
Because so, I was going behind, was, you know, I didn't know it was going to be her, was going to be Vicki Lewis's daughter. Like, you know, I was already piecing together who were all the, like, little girls that he had.
Yeah. So as soon as she came on screen and I didn't and they said, oh, who's she? I knew she was a girl. My first thought was she was one of the Girl Scouts from season 7. Be a gentleman. Yes. But then as soon as they made the movie theater, I was like, oh, yes, of course, the hard bottle in the pocket. I thought it was great. I thought we didn't need to see Fouché again, but the way that it worked with Jerry rejecting the Cordial, that was just perfect and meta. And, you know, that was really well done.
And it's only because of that Larry got free. So Fouchetti really free Larry.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that caused the timing. Otherwise, Jerry would have been out and not bumped into that guy.
Yeah, that's it's the reverse of the button, the zipper on the jacket last week.
That's true.
We saw that Richard's girlfriend is a tosser, which is how we know she's a bad person. Right.
Yeah.
So many sort of little nods here and there. Vidman, I'd say, is the biggest surprise for a returning character.
Seriously. they knew how much nobody knew who he was. He had to, like, they wasted 30 seconds of the episode for him to tell the Trump and Dozlansky story.
Do you think, well, that's also, you know, Larry, I think, once added there. Where in Alexander Vidman's obituary will Kerr be mentioned?
In his obituary. It'll be like in his fourth paragraph.
Fourth paragraph. Okay. I would go over that. I would say before fourth.
Yeah.
I would say like second. I'd say, his notoriety made him a pop culture icon so much so that he even appeared on the television show Curb not once but twice, including the series finale. It depends when he dies, what else he does, obviously. We had Greg Kinnear and Allison Janney, D. Norse, so much to really dive into more next week, next week in a couple of days. And I think, so we'll do our normal Tuesday night record and then maybe come even later in the week for Postman to give people a chance to get their Postman comments in. Does that make sense?
Yeah. We'll see how they come in. And we'll take it from there in terms of the posting.
Yeah.
But, get them in, get them early, get them often. We can write about the finale. If you guys, we could get feedback on the whole show. Looking back and when, you write us whatever you want. We'll read it. You know the drill.
Yeah.
I'm excited to do this one in depth because I thought there was a lot of really great stuff.
Yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page. And it seems like the most of the feedback I'm getting so far is the worst feedback I've seen so far is like, yeah, that was pretty good. I don't see anybody who disliked it, so that's good. And a lot of people who seem to really love it, so I'm excited. Although, listen, if you hated it, please tell us that also. We like to hear all different perspectives. But
for sure.
I don't even know how we're going to sign this one off. This is an unofficial episode.
That's right. This is non-canon.
Yeah.
We could come back tomorrow and blast at the smithereens.
Oh. Yeah. All right, Av. Have a good night.
Bye.
Get a life, Jews!